السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful, the most handsome, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed children, his blessed wives, his blessed parents, and all of his blessed companions, all of the awliya-i kiram, all of the awliya-i ummah, ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we touched upon briefly qaza and kafara of fast. We touched upon eating or drinking in forgetfulness and the command of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding this. Many people who have corrupt beliefs ask, where has this been written? The command of the Prophet? Where is this in the Quran? Do these people not read the Quran? Allah Almighty states, and whatever the beloved Rasul gives, take it, and whatever he forbids, abstain from it. Imam Qastalani alayhi rahmatu ridwan writes, amongst the specialities of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that he can exempt anyone and anything from the general rulings. And Alama Zarkani alayhi rahma, he writes, this speciality is not just related to rulings. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has the authority to specify anything and anyone at any time. And Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiyallahu ta'ala anhu writes that one speciality of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that he can specify whatsoever and whomsoever from any rulings he wishes. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. And whatever the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gives, take it. And wherever he forbids, abstain from it. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the power and authority of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such that Allah Almighty didn't say that there's no significance in what the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has commanded or forbidden. Allah Almighty is not saying that once I have given a command and it has been revealed to you, it is the only final word. But rather, Allah Almighty says directly that whatever the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gives, take it. And wherever he forbids, abstain from it. From this, it's completely crystal clear and evident that Allah Almighty has sent his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as his most supreme and absolute representative. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been blessed with such a unique authority. He may declare halal whatever he wishes, for whoever he wishes. And he may declare haram whatever he wishes, for whoever he wishes. For better understanding, let us just look at one example. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whilst we were, yani the companions, we were sitting in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a man came and he cried out, "Ya Rasulullah, I have been ruined, I have been doomed, I am destroyed." The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "What is the matter? Yani, what's happened to you?" He replied, "I went near my wife whilst I was fasting." Yani, I had physical contact with her. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "Can you afford to free a slave?" He replied, "Ya Rasulullah, no." The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then asked him, "Can you fast for 2 consecutive months?" He replied, "Ya Rasulullah, no." The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Can you feed 60 poor people?" He again replied, "Ya Rasulullah, no." So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked him to sit on one side. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then became silent. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that we companions were sitting in that state when a basket full of dates was brought to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, "Where is the questioner?" He replied, "Ya Rasulullah, I am here." The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to him, "That take this basket of dates and distribute it." Yani, give it in charity. The man said, "Ya Rasulullah, should I give it to those poorer than me? For by Allah, there is no family in the whole of Madinah Sharif who are poorer than me." فَضَحِكَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى بَدَتْ أَنْ يَابُهُ ثُمَّ قَالَ أَطْعِمْهُ أَهْلَكَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam smiled so much that his beautiful, blessed teeth became visible. And then he said to him, "Feed your family with it." Subhanallah. This is the blessed court of our master, where punishment is changed into reward. Jahan bani ata kar dein, bhari jannat hi ba kar dein. Nabi mukhtar kul hain, jisko jo chahe ata kar dein. Have you ever heard of such a compensation for a sin? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gives him a basket full of dates and says, "Eat this and feed your family. This will be your compensation." Subhanallah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it doesn't matter what the masala for everyone else may be. The authority of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is unique. He may declare halal for whoever he wishes and haram for whoever he wishes. Allah Almighty, grant us the true love for the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the tawfiq to act upon what he gives, what he commands, and stay away from what he commands us to stay away from. Allah Almighty, grant us the tawfiq to act upon the pristine sharia. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alaina illa al-balagh al-mubeen.